Mr. Vaughn on one.
What's happening? Is this woman crazy?
I don't know.
The Secretary of State called me and said she'd been, Bill has been calling over. I think you ought to really have a talk with Bill without quoting me. But this is getting too bad. You've seen the columns and the stories, and there's no question what they're coming out of her.
Yes.
And we just got to let him know that. I don't want to do it. That's something you ought to be able to do on your own without quoting me or coming from me. But we really want to help and do it, but we don't want to get murdered while we're doing it. So Nick Katzenbach and this Remshaw both felt that Bill had called them and they wanted to try to take care of her. And so Remshaw was trying to work out one or two places, and I told him that she had told me she wanted to stay with, wanted to go to your place.
Yes.
That's the last official, and I'm not going to change it until she tells me otherwise.
All right, sir.
And you ought to tell her that unless she clears it here otherwise, that's going to be it. That's what's understood. They don't want to be changing the law without without telling. And we all agreed on that, and we agreed that we put in an insensitive place where you're not available to this press. Now, this visitor thing is the political arm of poverty.
Yes.
And I don't know whether you know it or not, but it's up, and sit down, Jim. Get something. It's up to its knees in politics all over the country. All the governors tell us that when we go out. We've been to 20 governors now.
Yes, sir.
That's what they tell us.
Mm-hmm.
So I told Rents that we wanted her. I've had him over here just like I had you. You have no idea how many people I've had to talk about this. And I said, when Jack gets back, you sit down and talk to him.
Yes, we've done that.
If it's agreeable to him, we'll see if we can give her a non-sensitive place. Let me know what it is.
Yes.
Now then, I get this note that we've got the best of things. I never heard of that. I don't particularly care as long as it's not political, and not as long as it's not going to be used. But I'm going to watch that because I see what's happening every day, and I want you, if you're loyal to me and going to be my representative and my agent, I want you to get your teeth into it.
I certainly have, Mr. President.
Well, this guy's playing for keeps, and
yes, sir.
Our other friend, and she's playing with him all the time.
Yes.
Now, what is the story?
The story is that she was given a very good job here, and I think that at least from what she told me, her problem was that it was not at a high enough level. She was accustomed to operating as a kind of girl Friday and staff assistant, dealing with important people and important issues.
And, well, I'd hell with that.
And so I told her that I thought that we had more to offer, and I thought that she had more friends here, and that we could give her a more diverse series of assignments, and that she could travel a good bit if she wanted to, and she were in new terrain, really the best job we have. And we worked it out for her, and she's got a good boss here who gives her free rein. And with all of that, if she comes to the conclusion that it's not good enough, I told her that we're willing to make some other arrangement. But she indicated that she had had lunch with Bill Crook last week, and he'd offered her this job, and I told her that I thought that she belonged here and that she would like it here if she just gave it time to work out.
Well, what is she doing now?
She's working here, sir. She's if she leaves, it'll be next week.
Well, don't you think you ought to sit down and talk to the two Bills about it? Talk to the crook over there and tell him what the situation is identified here, and say before you get your big nose in it, you better check with somebody.
Yes, sir.
And tell him that, number one, and then number two, I think you ought to, without saying I called you, I think you ought to sit down and talk to Bill and say, now this is not fair. We oughtn't to be saying to the man that we want to move to the State Department and around his back. He's told me he doesn't want that happening to any White House personnel.
Yes.
And he told you that, and he told me that, and he doesn't want it to happen to Joe Califano or to George Christian when they leave here. He's not going to have them going to any place they want around and making jobs themselves.
Yes.
And just what I'm against is happening. Bill is called an undersecretary, and he's afraid not to do it.
Yes.
All just right. Like if Marvin Watson called you and told you to do something, you'd sure want to do it.
Surely.
And I think that you could very appropriately say, now, I don't want to get in anybody's business, but I think I ought to tell you this. That he said this to the president, he wanted, so he called me over there, and he's talked to me something about it. In that conversation, he said that he's going to clear it for this assignment.
Yes, right.
But now, when the next thing I heard while I was gone, the office was calling, the undersecretary had been called, the assistant secretary had been called.
Yes.
That's all right with me. I'm happy. I'm glad for it. But I think you ought to have checked that with him.
Well,
and it was now then.
Well, Mr. President.
This morning, you can say to Bill, Bill, I think you should check that with him. Now this morning, I find out that you're going over here to Bill Crooks in poverty.
Yes.
And that's another thing that ought to be checked.
Mr. President, the reason I sent this along, just the minute she told me this, was on the assumption that you might have spoken to Crook about this.
No.
Because I knew that you had spoken to Rimstad.
No.
I
never heard of the Crook thing, and I'm still working on Rimstad. And I got an appointment here, scheduled appointment with Rimstad on this, but it makes me look like an idiot. And I just don't know what's happening. Doesn't he come down here every weekend?
Yes, I think he does.
Well, I just call him and his family and tell him it's very important you talk to him. And
all
I
right.
just say, now, I won't talk to you without anybody knowing. If I can't do it, I don't do it. If you're going to run, tell her. And then say, now, this is problems that bother you here, and let's get them straightened out. And here's the agreement that he told me to follow. And I'm under those instructions. And I don't want to be, if she's released, I've got to go tell him. And then the Rimstad thing came into it. He said, yes, that's all right. She had never told him that, and she ought to. See, she doesn't like to come back here. She's going to circulate and just be in, and I wouldn't give her all this thing. I'd put her at a goddamn desk and let her peck that typewriter. I don't know what big shot she is that deserves that. Do you?
No, I don't.
Well, then why don't you take
just
charge of it for me? Why don't you just take charge of it for me?
All right, sir, I shall.
And tell Crook the facts of life, too, and say, if he disgusted anybody else, you shoot him.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Let me know now what happened.
I'll keep it.